One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello.
What's up, dude? How's it going? You've called in before, is that right?
Yeah, I was on the last one.
Okay. Remind us your issue and tell us what the fuck is going on now.
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick. Sorry, I gotta step outside real quick.
That's all right, dude.
But so basically, I'm me and my girlfriend. We're 22. We've been together a year and a half, and it's been going really great. Like we, you know, we just click on so many things. We whatever chemistry. We fuck a lot.
Nice.
She's really cool.
Nice. Cool.
Tits. I'm bringing her tits.
Yeah, no, she's got a great.
That's good to hear.
Sorry,
man.
I'm rambling. I was getting worked up just like thinking about the whole thing again.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Before calling. But anyway, long story short, I found out that a month before we had gotten together, she had had sex with a kind of close friend of mine.
Ah, tough one.
And yeah, it was just like, I don't know, like I'm not that close with them, but like I've known him longer than I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, like we're all kind of in the same friend group.
Yeah, that's tough. And that's 22-year-old problems right there, brother.
Yeah, but
so
I don't
what,
know. I've just been really fucked up about it, just like in a,
sure.
in a jealousy kind of way, because like, you know, like I've oh fuck.
Can no, you guys, I get
I,
it. Dude.
I messaged Eldis. Can you guys bleep my name? I mean, like, I don't care. Like, this will probably help somebody. Whatever.
We definitely can bleep whatever you need, dude.
Okay. But I mean, I've only had sex once before, like mm-hmm. ever before I like we got together, and like from the beginning, I was like head over heels. She's like perfect, great, you know, everything, super sweet. But like a month in, she told me that she had kissed him. Like I didn't even ask. She had confessed that she had kissed him. They went on one date and she kissed him.
Oh,
but
no, she gave me the half confession. That's the worst thing to do. You don't do the half confession. You either come clean or you take it to your fucking grave.
Yeah, and at the end, I feel like that's what really messed me up, because like, I don't know. We were talking about something else, and I just randomly asked her. I was like, did you fuck him? And
I've been in this exact position. Finish your story. I'll tell you how. You just go ahead.
Yeah, sure. But and so I found out a couple months ago, and like that first week, it was like all I thought about. Like I would just think about them together. I would think about like what, like just the shit they would say to each other, might have said to each other.
Yeah, of course. You're just obsessing.
Done.
It sucks.
And like I really tried to keep it to myself in a way, because like she knew it, she could tell it like fucked me up.
I'm sure you're doing
guy.
A real good job just fucking stewing, just fucking out at a bar like red in the face, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then I just started looking back at everything, because like we had even been around this guy in the past year or so. We've been dating, so like I've seen this guy, I said hi to him, you know, whatever. And it, like, we've been cool. Like, he hasn't been weird. And, like, I just,
yeah,
I thought it was just a kiss that whole time. But, like, I don't know. Coincidentally, we've been, like, out of the friend group since we've been dating, just because we've been busy, you know, with like work and other stuff. But, like, now I'm thinking the whole thing is, like, maybe she's avoiding him. And I'm just wondering, like, how to even get back in the friend group. Like, if I even want
to. Do you want to? I mean, all right, let's just start. Let's just see what's going on. So you this has been going on for, so you've been dating her a while though, right? Like over a year at this point?
Yeah, it's been pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, look, here's what's going on. Look, dude, I hate to break it to you. She fucked more than that guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the only guy she fucked. You just happen to know a guy she fucked. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You don't want to know specifics. The less you know, the better. This is why.
You have no idea.
I have some. Believe me, bro. I have an idea. Here's the thing. That's the other thing you need to understand. I have an idea. Every man on earth has an idea. I know it sucks. I know this feels bad. We've all been through this I've had a situation where somebody that, like, you know, I wasn't even seriously dating. We were on again, off again. And there was a guy who was lurking, right? And I knew mm-hmm. this guy wanted to fuck her. And I could tell. And then on one of our, like, back, you know, we're just hooking up, whatever. We're back on for a month or two. She, you know, lets it slip. She fucked this. And, you know, whatever. And I don't give a fuck, right? Like, I was like, because I knew I was fucking other people, she was fucking other people. But just the fact that I could tell this fucking prick wanted to fuck her, and I sort of, you know, he was like a friend of a friend, and she would always bring him up, and I'm like, I know what kind of guy this is. This guy's trying to fuck you. He's not nice. You know what I mean? And then she ends up fucking him. And again, doesn't really matter to me. I knew what I was doing. We weren't exclusive, and it wouldn't have bothered me if she fucked 10 other guys, but just the fact that it was a guy I knew pissed me the fuck off, and it made it, honestly, it's not like we were ever going to be serious, but it was like, I was like, this is too much for me to handle. As immature as I know it is,
yeah,
it just is, right? For you, yeah, though, I do think you're in a kind of different situation where it's like, look, dude, when you say you're in the friend group, you're fucking 22. You're just talking about a guy that went to the same college as you. Like, everyone's your fucking friend when you're 21. Right. Like, this isn't like your fucking best friend secretly fucked this lady. It's a guy you had lunch with at the other end of a fucking 12-person table. You know what I mean? Like, all that you're saying is that she hooked up with somebody in your general social circle for your age group, right? Yeah. There's no real betrayal here. There's no real nothing. I mean, sure, the little, like, the half confession is a little weird, but it's like, you can also, if the tables were turned, you could see how that would be a little, you know what I mean? Like,
like wanting to protect me or whatever.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's more than just, I mean, fuck, it's more than just, like, a guy in our friend group. He was like one of the first people I met, and he really, like, introduced me to everybody, and he was like somebody I felt I could trust, and now it's like,
but hold on,
I have no logical reason not to trust him.
But that's
or
what
not
I'm saying.
Because I wasn't even in the picture, but I still feel
exactly in some ways it's this annoying thing where it's like two people you really like before they knew you had chemistry. That actually makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, you liked both of them. Neither one of them knew you existed, and they had a fling, right? Sure, that sucks, but it's like, this is life, brother. And the fact that there's no, you weren't in the picture. There was no, this is not affecting you at all. I get feeling fucked up about it because that's human and that's natural, but it's like, it is unfortunately something that you're going to have to just get past. And look, maybe the way you get past it is by being in that friend group less, right? That sucks a little bit. Like, maybe in some other universe, you and this guy could have been closer. You like him, you respect him, whatever. But it's like, that's okay if, like, your girl's like, hey, do you want to go get drinks with, you know, X, X, and X? Be like, you know what? I don't know. I'd rather not. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. Especially if the rest of your relationship is like, really good. But I don't know, man. This is just, unfortunately, this is normal that literally everybody goes through.
Yeah, this is like an important lesson of like youth of your early 20s. It's like, you know, right now, I mean, I'm just thinking of myself back then.
Yeah.
Even if you know it's irrational, you know it's not right, and you know what, like you're the girl you're currently dating, and the guy you made friends with in college, like fucked before they met you. You know it has nothing to do with you, but you're like so raw with emotion right, at 22 right, years
absolutely.
Old that you just can't ignore. I mean, I know you're obsessing about it. You're just thinking of them fucking. You're like, oh fuck,
yes.
Fuck. I'm so stupid. He's such a cool, awesome guy.
Yeah,
he was awesome with her too, and he got pussy out of that.
Though, like he's, it's like, and it just makes me madder because like I know, like he's a fucking loser. Like he doesn't, you know, and like
worse.
She doesn't like him. Like
right.
She, you know, obviously she would, you know, she didn't.
Right.
You got it.
You know,
I think you got
to. But like, I kept talking about it so much and she like, it just, she was really patient with me, but like,
no, there's a limit, dude. There's a limit. Yeah.
I asked way too many questions that I just,
dude, the questions.
Sense. Of course you did.
Yeah,
of course you fucking did. Are you kidding me?
It just like, I don't know.
I didn't want to ask questions. I was just like pissed.
If this was in college, this was when you were like actually getting your fuck on. When
you're
you were
right,
a fucking
you're right.
loser.
No,
in
you're
college.
Right. You're right. The first piece of pussy I got.
It's like you're like, what? You feel betrayed, even though it's not a betrayal.
No, I know
you,
this.
It's also like kind of. I feel weird segueing into this, but it kind of feels like I'm back that high school like virgin. I feel like a virgin again, like that title, because like. You know, just the classic, like you know, like your crush has been fucking some dude that's already graduated or whatever, like some older guy's already been there, and I'm like, fuck, I'm just a kid. Like, I feel like a kid now, and like,
but dude, that's
I need to catch up in a weird way.
Here's the thing,
but like, there's no getting even.
There's no getting even. There's no doing anything about it, bro. Here's the thing, feel this, let it go through you, be pissed. Don't take it out on your girl, and just eventually this will go. This will just like get out of your system. I know it feels impossible, right? But there is no solution other than break up with her and fuck 10 other girls.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you don't want that. You like this girl,
and that's the other thing. I mean, she's literally she's the perfect person for me, like especially like where we're
you're
at 22,
I mean, look,
man.
I'm gonna listen, you're hurting.
Okay, she's on birth control.
Okay,
like,
there we go.
She's
nice.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm back.
Three ways and
okay,
like,
all right.
I'm,
all right.
I'm like,
so shut the fuck up.
I know, I'm sorry. It's payback for being a fucking virgin all high school.
It's not payback.
There's
no, listen. It's not payback. You're not important enough for the universe to be punishing. That helped me a lot. I used to say shit like that. I used to be like, "Oh, shit's going to start going bad when my life is good." No, I'm meaningless. You're meaningless too. No one was trying to hurt you. This just happened and you're in a great position. And here's the thing, you're 22. You know how you stop being a fucking gay virgin? You fucking suck it up and admit the girl you fuck somebody else. You keep fucking her, and then maybe she sucks your dick while another girl sucks your dick at the same time. And shut the fuck up. Yeah. Life is pain. The life of a man is pain and disappointment over and over and over again. This is the first of many, motherfucker. So just get used to it. You're in a better spot than most, because you know what usually happens. The girl you like fucks another guy, and guess what? She keeps fucking him. She fucked this loser, doesn't want anything to do with him. Wants you, you're just going to... And bro, I hate that we got to be your big brothers here. Shut the fuck up. This is life. You will... This is nothing. You will look back at this.
You will look back at this
when you're our age and laugh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about girls I used to fucking cry about. I have been destroyed so much harder, so much more often, not just romantically, professionally, personally in any way you can think of, you will hurt so much more, and there will be no pussy consolation prize either for that. So just get used to it, man.
Absolutely. And I'll play good cop here a little yeah. bit. I will say, even, you know, you're 22, you're going through all this. I'll even say, if you just can't get this out of your head, there's nothing wrong with removing yourself from the friend group, or even if, like, it's all you can see and think about when you're spending time with her. It's okay to just, like, break it off with her if, like, you really, truly...
Yeah, that's the nuclear option. That's the red button.
If you, like, can't get over it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, either way, you are learning a very valuable life lesson that will seem so minuscule in the future, like Stav says. Like, you will yeah. look back on it and laugh at, like, what a pussy you are. And that's not because you're a bad guy, just because everyone's kind of dumb pussy, like, when they're in their early 20s.
It's the way you laugh about now, the way you laugh about, like, when you had too much fucking chocolate milk and threw up in fourth grade. Like, these are the problems mm-hmm. of a baby. And yeah. that's okay, man. I know they feel real serious right now, but, like, you're in a good spot. That's nothing you can do. And this is just, it's like food poisoning, man. This has to leave your system. And, you know, like Elda said, there's different ways you can do that. The easiest one or the smallest one is just, like, you know, remove yourself from the friend group. Don't hang out with this fucking guy that reminds you. The worst one being break up with this girl. I don't think you want that. And just, and again, you just can't take this out on her anymore, though, because she also has a limit. And you've passed that limit. It's very clear. So be pissed by yourself. Don't let it ruin your relationship. And, you know, just get ready for way more of this feeling. And here's the good yeah. news. It will never feel it will be worse, but it won't feel as bad. You'll deal with, like, such tragedy that won't affect you the way this affects you. So that's the silver lining. This is the greatest pain yeah. you're registering, even though it's very minor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's definitely just a learning experience. And the last thing I want is to let, like, my insecurity fucking jeopardize the relationship right. or anything just because I'm fucking right. jealous. But last quick little side question. Do you think threesomes or, like, an open type thing would, like, help my insecurity? Because, like, I feel like I have that, like, virgin insecurity.
It's not good. Listen, no, you stop. You just can't. You've gotten pussy,
like,
man.
She's more. It feels like she's more, like, just emotionally mature. Just
well, she just is.
The experiences. I mean, yeah.
It's not the experience. It's not because she's fucked a couple more people. It's because she just is more mature than you. Like, it's a personality trait. It's not the fact that she's seen more genitals. So that's just, you're just on different paths. Would threesomes help your insecurity? No. But would it be sick? Yes. Yeah. So here's the other thing, man. Just live your life and do as many awesome things as possible. That's the age you're at. Worry about, you know, fixing your... The way you fix this, like, general insecurity is just by living your life, man. Don't be trying to directly fix it. And I'll be honest with you, you know, me and Elders were both fucking guys that didn't fuck until late. And once you fuck, you fucked. There's yeah. no more, there's mm-hmm. nothing more to do, bro. So I think just what you need to do is keep fucking your girlfriend. If she's offering up threesomes, look, I know you fucking love this girl, but statistically, it's not going to work out. So have as much cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Have as much cool shit happen to you as possible.
That's why it's got me second guessing everything, because I know statistically whatever. You know, we're young, but, like.
But again, look, and that might not be true, right? I say that, but people fucking figure it out, and who knows? Whatever. But I'm just saying.
Do I push the threesome thing?
You don't push shit. You don't push shit. You go along okay. for the ride. You don't have the fucking. Yeah. You're still worried about some guy she fucked. You think you've got the swag to push a threesome?
Yeah, you sit back that's and relax. Don't push it with your spazzy energy, and don't try to make it as, like, well, you fucked this guy we both know.
You owe me
a threesome.
Yeah.
Don't let any of that energy leak out.
Absolutely.
Because I know you're thinking it.
Absolutely. Don't let that leak out. So what you do, here's the thing. You are fucking up because you are trying to be someone you're not. She likes who you are. you're not going to become Rico Suave in this fucking relationship. You're not going to be the fucking big pussy getter Lothario. You got the best setup. You're the fucking dweeb who's dating a hot bitch that might get him pussy. Be happy to be in the passenger seat. Don't try and fucking ride because your fucking feet aren't going to reach the pedals. That's where you need to be. Mm-hmm. Be happy with where you are. You're in a great position. Look at the fucking positives. But don't try and push this. Just invest in this relationship. And sure, we can say this statistical shit, whatever, but we know that's not how it feels. And also, we might be wrong. This might end up being a really good, serious relationship. It happens all the time, right? So just go along with the flow. Have a good time. Don't overthink things. You got to let this fucking pass, this jealousy, and chase as much cool stuff. But the way you get it is not by pushing for it. It's by being a good partner who she has such a good time with that she wants to do a lot of fun stuff with. All right?
All right.
All right, buddy.
We
love you. We believe in you. We've been where you are. Sorry to have to really drop the hammer on you, but you needed to hear this from us, men who have gone through exactly this.
Again, every time we go on the diatribe like this, we're yelling with you. We're yelling at younger selves.
I'm yelling at 21-year-old Stav right now, for sure.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And by the way, she is awesome. We do fun stuff. I took her to see fucking Let's Start a Cult. She thought it was great. So yeah, she's awesome.
I love it. No, you're in a good spot, dude. All right. Good luck, little buddy.
Good luck, man.
Thanks.
Wow, that's tough.
Oh man, that takes me back.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's awesome that a woman can never do that to me ever again. No woman will ever make me feel as bad as that. As, by the way, a girl who likes him.
Yeah.
A girl who loves him and who just happened to fuck a guy before she knew him. What a fucking little dumbass.
I know.
But I'm so happy that I've been crushed so thoroughly by life. I'll never be that sad.
Your heart is fully calloused over from experiences dealing with that multiple times throughout your 20s and just trying to cover up the hurt by fucking as many whores as possible.
I think I've almost fucked enough, Eldis. Any day now it'll solve everything.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Who else we got, man?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.